Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Live Victim Stoppers Radio. This is your man Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Guys of Victim Stoppers Radio. This is your man Dwayne Abernathy. Another episode of Moving Forward. Today is March 29th, 2020. March 29th, 2020. The start of week number two of the mandatory lock-in, shutdown, quarantine. Whatever you want to call it, today is day one of week two. You know what, you guys hear that squeaking noise? Look, y'all hear that? That is driving me crazy. I am going to make sure that I spray this chair down tonight with some WD-40 because this chair just is squeaking every night I watch the show. And I say, Dwayne, please spray down that chair so it can stop squeaking. We invest enough time, energy, and money into the studio to not have a squeaking chair. So, hey, to my shirt, if you guys watch me on the TV show right now, my shirt looks wrinkled, you guys. I look like I just rode out the bed, too. I don't look fresh to death tonight. You guys, man, I just jumped right into the show, didn't I? Hold on, you guys. I'm all over the place. Before I get started, let me do the proper introduction in the show. What's up, my Victim Stoppers and my Yaza members? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, your security camera ambassador, and welcome to a new live episode of Moving Forward here on Yaza Victim Stoppers Radio. Today's date is March 29th, 2020, and tonight's topic is the Sunday Jumpstart. What I've decided to do as of earlier today, I am going to have my three specialty shows throughout the week. The first show of the week will be the Sunday Jumpstart. And what the Sunday Jumpstart is going to be, it's going to pretty much jumpstart our week. We as a family, the Victim Stoppers and Yaiser family, we are going to pretty much highlight some things that we want to accomplish for the upcoming week. We also are going to get some things off our chest and things like that. What's going on? This damn thing keeps crashing. This right here is the pain in the butt. I need to replace this. I'm going to tell you guys something about me real quick. Oh, let me, before I get off track, see, I was about to go way to the left. Let me focus. All right. My other specialty show is, of course, you guys have experienced before, is Hookah Fridays. Hookah Fridays is when I kind of prepare to let my hair down, but I smoke my hookah and just random stuff or whatever on Hookah Fridays. Hookah Fridays can go any way. I might cry that night. I might cuss that night. Who knows what I might do on Hookah Fridays? Who knows, right? But Saturday night, the Saturday Rundown, if you guys didn't see the Saturday Rundown last night, go look it up. We was jamming last night. Me and one of our listeners and one of our viewers, Trump 2020, we was chair dancing last night. That's the new fad that's going on right now. We're doing the chair dance challenge. All you Victim Stoppers members out there, I want you guys to record yourself dancing in a chair, not lap dancing, but dancing in a chair, and upload it. We need to have some fun right now during this whole coronavirus outbreak crisis that we're going through. So let's have a little bit of fun. So last night we was chair dancing. So Saturday night is the Saturday Rundown. And what I do also, I'm going to go through about 7 topics of stories throughout the previous week that stuck out with me, right? And last week's number one story was the Amazon delivery driver who was spitting on packages and delivering them to people's homes in this world of corona. If you guys have not seen the video, it is on Victim Stoppers News, right on the front page, and it's also on the Victim Stoppers News page on the social network. Okay? Now, let me get into tonight's show. Tonight's my first night doing a Sunday Jumpstart. And so, on Sunday Jumpstart is the night that we all going to get to know each other better. Because I had an interview with my, well, not an interview. I had a meeting with my staff yesterday on all the things we about to do different due to the coronavirus outbreak. And I said, you know what? Before we start with this new direction, I need for us to get to know each other better. It's one thing to be about business. It's one thing about being about your money and everything. But you also, everybody's human. And right now, I want to slow everything down and get like a human connection with my complete staff. And I found out some things about my staff that I didn't know about, you know, even like, because I never ask personal stuff like, you know, relationship stuff. Let me put my hat back some a little bit. I want you guys to watch me on TV to see my eyes, okay? You know, stuff like, you know, find out they're dating and stuff like that. Not to get, you know, prior to their personal lives, but, get to know everybody better, right? And then also, since we have our new format, you know, our social network, VictimStoppers.us. If you guys haven't joined yet, please join VictimStoppers.us. It's a private social network. We need 100,000 members. Right now, the membership is free for the first 90 days. You know, it's not a free social network. You have to pay to be on the social network, but it's only $14.99 a year. And by being a member, you're going to get exclusive news reports. You'll be able to be part of private support groups, things like that, you know, because the whole thing is, when people feel like they're investing their money into something, I believe that they're going to use it more. Then at the same time, we have a staff. We have to have a staff here to make sure that you guys get the great content that you're supposed to get at Victim Stoppers. But right now, the membership is free for the first 90 days. But after that, it's only $14.99 a year. But what was I saying? Damn, I lost my train of thought that quick. Hold on. What was I saying? Well, anyway, I might repeat myself, but so with my staff or whatever, you know, I want to get to know everybody and let everybody have a human, you know. Oh, I know what it was. I started to find out some of their special interests. Like, I believe every person should have a purpose in life. I believe that every person has a purpose in life. You have a purpose in life, but I also believe that every person should take on that purpose in life, okay? So everybody in my staff, I told everybody what we're going to do on Victim Stoppers. We all are going to have a cause. We're going to have a cause and have a purpose, because it's one thing to be on this in this world, but people are losing their lives during this whole coronavirus thing, and people have to leave back some type of legacy. And a lot of people think that only people that can leave back legacies is celebrities. People think the only people that can leave back any type of legacy is somebody got to be super rich, and that's not true. So I decided that Victim Stoppers, our mission is also is to build legacies for people. So I told everybody on my staff, what you guys are going to do, you guys is going to pick a cause that you want to commit to build your life legacy. Just like with me, a couple of things that I want to fight and control is, one, is crime, especially crime in our community, crime in our culture. I want to do everything I can to eliminate crime as much as I can. But I'm not naive. I know that I cannot eliminate all crime, because crime is business. There is money in crime. Crime is business. So I already know that I can't eliminate crime, but all I want to do is do everything I can to educate. I want to be an ambassador. It's like I'm a security camera ambassador. If you guys are watching me on TV right now, you can see one of our Digital Guard security cameras. You want a camera, our cameras, or get information about our cameras, go to DigitalGuardLive.com, to DigitalGuardLive.com. But one of my missions is to do everything I can to educate people and create systems that help prevent crime. At least I know crime's not going to go away. Just like there's no such thing as the war on drugs. Drugs are never going away, okay? Legal or illegal drugs, they're never going to go away. So I'll be naive, and anybody out there will be naive to think that crime will go away. But it could be controlled, you know? I can educate people to make sure that they're not victims anymore. That's why we got Victim Stoppers. So, but that's one of my missions in life. That's one of my causes in life. So that's why I do what I do every single day. I'm committed to this to the day I leave this earth. Okay? My other mission in life is I want to eliminate ignorance. What's up, Mark? Thank you for joining, bro. I hate ignorance. I do not like ignorant people. I hate ignorance. You know what I'm saying? And when I say ignorance, I'm talking about I have something against anybody who feel like that they're racist or prejudice against the organization. See, I'm not the type of man to go sit around and cry and complain about those things about racism, stuff like that. What I do, I give stuff like racism the middle finger. And I think that anybody who's a bigot is a person who is ignorant. So I fight against ignorance. You see what I'm saying? I want to fight against, you know, negative imagery, especially of people in my culture. You know what I'm saying? I want to fight against ignorance, period. I want to see that day where I would never hear anybody big up ignorance as success. You guys, I'm a big person that's against imagery. I hate negative imagery. I hate it. I mean, that's like one of my biggest passions. I hate negative imagery. I just do. And so that's one of my causes and one of my missions in life, to fight against ignorance, period, point blank. So that's the reason why this social network behind me exists, Victim Stoppers. That's the reason why everybody in Victim Stoppers, I want you guys to create some type of support group of something that you have a life passion about or a mission about, you know, so you can have your purpose. And this is the reason why I'm on purpose and I'm on legacy today, is because I have a given big rest in peace. And I meant to say this last night to Dr. Joseph Lowery. I agree with you, Mark. I hate identity politics and class creation. I agree with you. I'm with you on that, Mark. I'm like that too. I hate that also. I hate any type of separation of people. I hate any type of classism of people. You know, I mean, we're all humans. You know, when we're born, we're all babies. I hate anything that's like, oh, this person's here and this person's on lower tier people, right? I hate that. So I fight against that every day. But back to what I was saying, I like to say rest in peace to Dr. Joseph Lowery. Dr. Joseph Lowery passed away March 27, 2020, right? I believe he was 98 years old, I believe, right? But when I saw Dr. Lowery, you know, saw the news that he had passed away, which got me back on this whole legacy thing. That got me back on this having a purpose. See, this coronavirus thing right now where everybody is locked in the house, I believe it or not, this is a bad, bad, you know, virus going out. But at the same time, I think this is a good thing for a lot of people. This is a good time for a lot of people to sit down and reflect on life. This is a good time for you guys to get creative and start finding your true purpose. See, a lot of people think their purpose is that job that they have. A lot of people think that their purpose is money. But as you can see, all that could be gone just like that. Dr. Lowry was a civil rights leader, Mark. Dr. Lowry was, he was a minister down in Atlanta, Georgia, but his main cause was civil rights. He was a civil rights leader, Dr. Joseph Lowry. Great man. If you want to, just, you know, look him up or whatever, get some information on him. Yeah, he was part of the civil rights movement. He held awards like the President Medal of Freedom Award. He was educated at Alabama A&M University, Knoxville College, and Payne College. He was actually born October 6, 1921, in Huntsville, Alabama. Oh, no problem, Mark. That's what we're here for, buddy. That's what we're here for, to give that information. But so what I was saying was, this is a time, I think, for a lot of people to sit back and understand your purpose, because, like I said, a lot of people felt like their life was consistent of that particular job that they had. They was given, think about you guys, unfortunately, some of you guys who actually been furloughed or lost your jobs in this situation. But think about this for a second. Think about how you used to work 40, 50, 60 hours a week for these jobs. Not spending time with your loved ones, not spending time with your children, but you just hustle, 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 what we call the rat race, right? And then all of a sudden, something that you had no control of, something that you had no idea was even coming, came in and wiped all it out just like that. Boom. In a matter of seconds, right? In a matter of minutes. So now you're stuck at home right now trying to figure out your next move. At that point, this whole situation should be a moment of clarity for a lot of people out here. There's a lot of people out here, this situation should be a moment of clarity where you should understand what is really important in life. Are you building legacy in your life? See, it's more to your life, especially your adult life, than just working and paying bills. You know what I'm saying? You guys, today, I'm going to use today, for example, and use me for an example. I'm always running. I'm running, running, running. I don't sleep as much as I should and everything. You know what I did today, you guys? Today, you guys, I slept all day long today. I wasn't on my phone today. I sent out a couple of texts this morning. I took my phone and literally put it in a different room and went to sleep today. Now, I might be up all night now, but I slept all day today, right? I knew that I have to get a battery for my van. And I had somebody call me and say, hey, you want to go get this battery today? I said, nope. It can wait till tomorrow. And I enjoyed today. Yes, he was. I forgot about that. Thanks, Mark. Yes, Dr. Lowry was called the Dean of the Civil Rights Movement. You're absolutely right. I love our listeners. We're so informative. They are so informative. You're right. I forgot about that. You're absolutely right. Thank you so much for that information. Dr. Lowry was called the Dean of the Civil Rights Movement. But, yeah, it felt good today to sleep and get off that telephone. And a lot of us are addicted to these smartphones, man. We have these phones or these tablets on our hip at all times. Like, we guard and think our whole life is inside these cell phones and tablets. I woke up, right? I looked at my phone. I had 18 missed text messages or text messages I hadn't replied to. I had 18. I had 6 missed calls, right? I picked my phone up. I saw the text messages and I saw the calls. I took my phone, set it on the dresser, and went outside and sat on my sun porch and just watched people walk up and down the street walking their dogs. And it felt great because I realized that I don't have to be tethered to my phone all the time. I don't have to be tethered to my tablet all the time. That, guess what, Dwayne? If you take a few hours away, the life and the world continues on. And guess what? The world was still going when I woke up. So you guys, this week, like I said, today's show is called the Sunday Jumpstart. This week, you guys, tonight before you go to bed, map out your week. Try something different this week that you've been meaning to do. If you've been meaning to start writing a book or even start blogging, start that today. If you said that you always want to start learning a different language, a foreign language, start doing that today. I mean, this week. This right now, you guys, is a hard reset for everybody. Because, see, there's a good chance that a lot of people might not be going back to work in the fields that they was working in. See, you guys, I think this is the one time I know in my life, outside, well, not even 9/11, because 9/11 only really affected people who had a direct contact with somebody in 9/11 or somebody in New York. But this is the first time in my life I've ever seen where the whole country is at a standstill and getting a hard restart. So in some cases, this hard restart can be, you know, make it an even and playing field for everybody. But this also the time for a lot of you guys out there to start thinking differently, because you might realize a harsh reality that the career that you was in has gone away and it's not going to be the same anymore. I agree with you, Mark. I do believe that this is going to wake the people up. I at least hope that it will wake a lot of people up. But I'm going to tell you one thing, Mark. There are still a lot of people out here that are walking around blindly. I have seen so many people, and it's so crazy part about it, it's a lot of people who are working in these grocery stores, or a lot of these people that's doing the food delivery stuff, like for the DoorDashes and the Uber Eats and stuff. These people are walking around like there's no care in the world. I'm seeing people at the gas station with no care in the world. They're not wearing any masks. They're not wearing any gloves. They still coughing and sneezing in front of everybody. I saw somebody, I even talked to a friend of mine who's out there delivering food for DoorDash, and they're like, I'm not wearing no gloves or nothing. It's like, there are actually still some people, unfortunately, that still walk around blindly too. And I hope they get a good dose of reality and figure it out real fast. I really do. But the majority of people, I do believe this is a wake-up call for a lot of people. This is a wake-up call. You know, all you people out there who just going out around here just doing whatever when I mean, oh my God, you just don't understand, you guys. I have talked to numerous people, and I've seen numerous stories on social media of people talking about, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. My job is gone. Oh my God, I don't know what to do, right? Yes, I pray for them also, Mark. I pray for them too. And I'm thinking to myself, we are 2 weeks in, and there's people already losing their, they're falling apart at the seams. We're 2 weeks in, and they said there's a good chance that we might be locked down for at least, you know, 8 weeks. And you know, like they always said, the average American, if they don't get a paycheck for 2 weeks, they could be homeless. The average American, if they don't get a paycheck for 2 weeks, they could be homeless. And that is a lot of Americans right now's reality. I can't remember. I might be wrong with this number, but I think they said like right now the unemployment, it's like 3 million unemployed right now. There hasn't been that many people unemployed since the Great Depression, but back in the Great Depression, it wasn't that many people in the work market anyway. But even if it's 3 million people, that is a big number of our population, 3 million people. Yeah, you guys. So I was reflecting on this with this legacy thing and having a purpose. And I told my whole staff that from this point on, this week, I want everybody in our organization to pick a cause, to pick a life's mission, create a group on Victim Stoppers, and make it happen. Leave behind a legacy. I got to read that. Let me get my glasses. What are we saying in the chat? Our Congress has me so pissed right now. They took advantage of us. Yes, they did. They did take advantage of us. You're right. They did take advantage of us. What's up, Magic Don Juan? Welcome. Join. Thank you for joining the conversation. Yeah, Congress did take advantage of us. Hold on. Speaking of that, let's get into politics for a second. This is what pissed me off about the whole politics thing. The Democrats and the Republicans. Yes, I was in the Navy. That's right. USS Navy. I was on the USS Enterprise, the Big E. That's right. N-A-V-Y, baby. Blue and gold for life. What about you? Was you in the Navy? Magic Don Juan? Was you in the Navy? But, yeah, back to what I was saying. This was not the time. This was not the week to be playing politics. I was an electrician's mate. I was an EM. Yep. What about you? I went to boot camp at Great Lakes. If you was in, where'd you go to boot camp and what was your rate? But yeah, this was not the time to be playing politics. You know, it took them forever to sign off that stimulus package bill. I'm not talking about my government. No, Mark had mentioned something about, you know, Congress had pissed him off. And no, I'm not talking about like a trust me, I'm a patriot. I love our government, but that's what I'm saying. This wasn't the time for them to be going back and forth. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, see, I'm old school Navy. When I was in the boot camp, they had boot camp in Great Lakes. The women went to boot camp in San Diego, and they had boot camp down in – no, I think the women went to boot camp down in Pensacola. But they had three locations when I was in the Navy. Well, when I went in, they had three locations for boot camp, and now everybody goes to Great Mistakes. Well, we call it Great Mistakes, Great Lakes. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So I'm in the AVA. Oh, you in right now. You in the Navy right now. Okay, okay. That's what's up. You on a squadron or you on a ship? Okay, but back to what I was saying. So it wasn't time for that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, guess what, bro? Hold on. What does it say? I went to boot camp in Cali, May. That's when I went to boot camp in 1989. I went to boot camp. Oh, that's Mark. Mark, what branch was you in, Mark? Yeah, I went to boot camp May, I believe. I'm telling my age. Yeah, I went to boot camp in May of 1989 in Great Lakes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Man, you know what's so funny about now, speaking of the military? Because earlier this week, I told a story about the USS Roosevelt. And they had said that there was three sailors on the USS Roosevelt that had the coronavirus. And I said to them, oh, retired. Okay. That's what's up. Thank you for serving. April of 89. Okay. You have me by a month, Mark. Thank you for serving. All you guys is out there, thank you guys for serving. But yeah, so they had three sailors on the USS Roosevelt that came up with the coronavirus. And I told everybody, I said, yo, they better get those guys off their ship as soon as possible, because even though an aircraft carrier can hold up to like 5,000 people, we are in very tight quarters. Very tight quarters. And I was talking about the berthings and how you can have up to 100 sailors in one berthing, and we're in these racks that's called coffin racks, and they're stacked three high. Don't you guys know by within 2 days, there was 25 to 28 sailors on the USS Roosevelt that had the coronavirus? They had to take the USS Roosevelt and pull it into a Guam port. So now we have one of our aircraft carriers from our fleet. There's only two aircraft carriers in that region, and one of them is in dock right now because of the coronavirus. This thing is major. This thing is serious. And if you guys didn't notice, if that's probably why, I don't know if you guys saw yesterday, they said that they would actually take people who are retired like you, Mark, and call them into duty if you want to volunteer. Last thing we want is for this coronavirus to start spread through our troops. If they start spread through our troops, then guess what? That might weaken our defense. I'm not saying that. I'm not wishing that on us, but we have to think about that, because for them to say that they will take in retired military to fill some slots, it might be more out there than we know about than these guys just on USS Roosevelt. Anybody knows if you're in the military, there's no such thing as no social distance. We are all crammed in like sardines. These barracks, we are sardines. The bathrooms, the showers and stuff, a lot of this stuff is shared spaces, sardines. Anybody's in boot camp right now, sardines. So I do hope and I pray that our military people are safe. And this coronavirus thing is not spreading through our military. That's the last thing we need right now. Because I know old folks like me and old folks like Mark, we ain't trying to go back in, but we will if we have to. Hey, Magic Don Juan, you know, did you say you was in the Navy or you was in? I can't remember. I see Mark said he served. Hooray. I think he's a military Marine, maybe? No personal space. Yeah, no personal space at all. None. I tell you one thing, though. It did teach us a lot of how we can cohabitate in small spaces, though. I tell stories all the time about boot camp, how they used to just take a group of people from all over the country, all different races, all different creeds, all different religions, all different financial backgrounds or whatever, and by the end of boot camp, we are like this. We are cohesive like a fist. You guys remember those days? You remember when you get out of boot camp, everybody thought they were Superman? Everybody thought they could do 100 push-ups? We thought we were Superman. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we need right now. The world needs this right now. We all need to be a fist and knock this coronavirus thing straight out. We can't let this thing beat us, you guys. So people out there, anybody out there who's still, oh, let me go back to the story. I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but I'm still talking about people and a wake-up call. Younger people, anybody out there who's listening to me that's 30 and under, listen to me. Listen to me. This coronavirus thing is not a joke. I had a friend today come by my house for a minute. They didn't come inside. They came inside. I got to get sterilized, but they came by the house for a second, right? And I met them out on the curb. Well, the person who was my age had a mask on. They had their battle gear on. They had a teenage child with them who was like 16 or 17. No mask. No gloves. And I said to them, where's your mask at least? And no big deal. And no big deal. But see, I'm going to pose this question to you guys. As a parent, if you have a child that lives under your household right now, is it mandatory and a parent's responsibility to make sure that their child goes out battle gear ready, that their child should leave the house with a mask on, with gloves on, make sure whatever they touch, they limit to touching it, to be aware of their surroundings? Do you guys think, as a parent, that parents should make it mandatory if their child leaves the house? Because believe it or not, people are leaving the house. People are literally going to the grocery stores with the whole family, which is crazy to me. Hold on, you guys. The allergies are kicking in. I got to blow my nose. I don't have the Rona. I have allergies. Thank you. got my sanitizer. I'm back. I got my sanitizer. All right. I think it's mandatory because me, well, I was a germaphobe way before the corona thing, but me, I don't believe anybody under my roof, oh, we are on mandatory lockdown. Like we used to say to the neighbor, we at general quarters, baby. We are at general quarters right now, baby. Everybody is going outside the house. I got the booties ready. I got the gloves ready. I got the hand sanitizer ready. I have the alcohol wipes ready. I got a plan of action ready. If we're going to the store, we're going specifically for this. We're not going to be out there knocking on mail-ins and picking on grapes. No, we're going in and grabbing that cucumber, that orange, that spinach, whatever, we grab them, and then when we get back to the house, if there are some brown leaves in there, that's what we're going to get rid of. Oh, Twitch. That's what I meant to tell you guys. Tonight is our premiere stream on Twitch. I forgot about this. Somebody just logged in from Twitch. Hey, viewer from Twitch. You didn't say your name, but welcome. I forgot we're on Twitch now tonight. Man, it's so many different streaming platforms out here. It's ridiculous. So we're broadening our mission. Right now we're broadcast live on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch. Oh, and I think the book. I'm not sure about the book. I'm not a big fan of the book, so I can care less, but the book owns Instagram. So, yeah, you're going to be ready. We're going to have a plan of action. And you guys out there, you guys got to do this with your family. See, do not be that group of people. Do not be that family. Now, all of a sudden, one person is sick. Now, y'all want to get proactive. Like I tell you guys, one thing that we do here at Digital Guard, we teach and Victor's out is being proactive and not reactive. That's the reason why we tell all you guys, make sure you go get your high-definition security cameras from Digital Guard. DigitalGuardLive.com. Like I told you guys, remember that story I posted the other day with the Amazon driver licking on his hands, spitting on his hands before he's delivering the Amazon packages? Well, no one wouldn't have known about that if the people did not have a security camera system at their house. Because I tell you guys all the time, what you can't see will hurt you. Let me put my glasses on, Mark. We got here. I have those bathrooms because they don't have paper to grab. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You, Mark. Oh, my. You hit the nail on the head. I'm the same way. Check this out. And then the soap that McDonald's has, it stinks. It smells like it probably kills drugs. But that medicine at McDonald's, I mean, the soap at McDonald's, that stuff stinks so bad. But, yeah, they have the little blower. So what I always do anytime I'm at McDonald's, and it's not a lot, but when I'm there, I always grab or use my open the door. Then I go straight to the napkin bin. And use the napkins to dry off my hands. Yeah, McDonald's is notorious for not having paper towels. They have the darn blowers that blows germs all over the place. Oh, yeah, you're right, Mark. Yeah, but that soap at McDonald's, have you guys ever smelled the soap at McDonald's? It stinks. I hope it kills germs, though, because it stinks, right? But I'm going to tell you the funny part about it. I used to work at McDonald's years ago, way back in the day. McDonald's was like my first job while I was in school before I went to the Navy. And they had the same stinky soap. So McDonald's has the lifetime stinky soap. You do that too? Go get the napkins and dry your hands? Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Mark. Yeah. But yeah. But parents, I think it has to be mandatory, you know. These teenagers, whatever, run around like, look, you're not going to be coming in the house, getting a chance and infecting everybody. You know, but at the same time, we also have to limit our exposures too. Whatever little JoJo needs or whatever, little JoJo can wait for that. Outside of going to the store to get the necessary things, like if food's getting low, water's getting low, toilet paper's getting low, or you need to get your medicine, go get that. But we're not about to go out there on no leisure trips to the store. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Look, if the wife wants that cheesecake that she wants, babe, I know we are stuck in the house. I love you and everything. Your body's looking good. But that cheesecake is going to have to wait, babe. That cheesecake is going to have to wait. Now, we out on our mission for the week or our mission for the day. We're going to swing by and get that cheesecake. But it's not going to be a solo mission. It's not going to be a Naval SEAL mission to go get you your cheesecake. babe. All right, you guys. Now, like I told you guys, tonight is Sunday. Tonight is the one night that you guys are going to get to know more of me personal stuff. You know, I don't get into my whole personal life stuff, but on Sundays, I'm going to start sharing a little bit of my personal life. So I have a question for you guys about the word friendship or being friends, right? Because it's obvious to me that I learned a lesson this week. I learned a lesson in the word of friends or friendship, right? Here's the story. Somebody that I met maybe a little bit over a year ago, right? A little bit over a year ago, we probably talked on the phone a couple times, but not a whole lot, right? Long story short, the past, I say, four months or so, we've been trying to build on a friendship. And this is a young lady, of course. I'm single, so I have female friends, right? Not necessarily we dating or nothing serious, whatever. But you got to get to know somebody. You got to be friends with a person, right? Okay. Now, the coronavirus thing jumps off. The coronavirus thing jumps off, and this person has a past medical situation. So this triggers something in this person to make them scared for their life, right? They get, that's not a word, that's not right. They get sick. They catch a cold or whatever. So they're really panicking, thinking they possibly might have the coronavirus, but they don't. They run to the doctor and everything, like, no, it just so happened to be timing, whatever. Well, that person was calling me like every day, blowing me up, asking me to do stuff for them. Can you go grab me something to eat? Could you grab me some medicine? So me as a friend, I did that. Not looking for nothing in return. I just thought under this friendship moniker, whatever, that's what friends do. Especially if you new friends that's getting to know each other. Well, the person pretty much got back healthy, I would say, last week. Haven't heard from that person. Person has gone ghost, right? Now, I got a question to y'all friendship. Now, I did hear from them one time, and they sent me a text message, and it was a mistake. So I texted them back, this is a weird text. Did you mean to send me that? They said, no, I didn't mean to send you that text. The text was for my friend, right? So I'm thinking to myself, so am I not your friend? Am I not a person you are trying to become friends with? Or was I a person? Because now when I think back on it, when your ass was sick, then you couldn't bring you the medicine and stuff. Why did you call me if I wasn't a friend? So my question for you guys, because I've been sitting back and thinking about what is really friendship? Was it? Doesn't sound like a friend. You're right about that, Mark. Doesn't sound like, act like, or look like a friend to me either. Like they said, when it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's definitely not a chicken. I don't know if they say that, but it sounds like it. It sounds like they say that. But now I say, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. I just like to throw in it's a chicken. So anyway, so it made me think about something, because I'm a man of a certain age or whatever. And I was wondering, is friendship from my era different from friendship of what people say in today's world? Because this person is younger than me. But and I believe that true friendship, you're supposed to do things don't look for nothing in return. But when somebody doesn't even have the character in them to even say thank you, that's a character flaw on that person, I believe. See, what I didn't do, I didn't internally take this person ghosting me as in, damn, did I do something wrong, or damn, something wrong, you know, did I go do something crazy? So I even asked the person, like, yo, is there a reason why, you know, our friendship changed or whatever? And guess what? They never answered me. I don't know. I'm from your era. Exactly. And I think our era is different, because I'm one of those type of people, like, if you don't, outside of you just doing something just bad, like being a snake or just doing something horrible, we can be friends. even if it's a female that I have an encounter with, and like maybe we start out maybe thinking about dating, but then I realize like, nah, we're not a good match, you know, on a personal relationship vibe, but we can still be friends. And I'm a teller. And I see that happening a lot right now. I see that happening a lot right now. But I tell you guys, whatever you guys do, do not use people for your benefit. And then once you get out of them, you kind of cast them to the side. You know what? Time is going by so fast, you guys. I only have 14 minutes to go. If you guys are tuned in right now, you're listening to Victim Stoppers Radio. Y'all are Victim Stoppers Radio. The website is VictimStoppersRadio.us. It's VictimStoppersRadio.us. If you watch me on the TV live stream right now, the website is VictimStoppersTV.us. It's VictimStoppersTV.us. Victim Stoppers is our social network, as you can see behind me. If you guys are watching me live on any other platforms, Victim Stoppers is our private social network. It's not a social network like the book and all the rest of them. It's a private social network. There's only room for 100,000 members. It's not a free social network, but it's free for the first 90 days due to the whole coronavirus thing. On Victim Stoppers, it's been fun, brother. Thanks, Mark, for tuning in. I'm live every night, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, but I'm about to log out myself, too. Let's see what you got here, Mark. Friends will tell you when you effed up, and they, yes, will also, yes, have your, oh, I'm knocking stuff over. He done got me hyped because that's the next thing that I was about to say. You read my mind. That is true. True friends will tell you when you effed up. True friends, you guys can have a disagreement. Look at each other's perspective. You guys can even go, well, you know, we don't have to agree on everything just because we're friends and agree to disagree, but you guys are still friends. I have lifetime friends right now that we bump heads all the time, constantly. But those are my brothers at arms. Those are my brothers. No, there's nothing that can come between us. That's what true friends do. True friends will tell you when you effed up. You right, Mark. All right, you guys, I'm closing out the show. Welcome to the family. We got some new listeners. We got Mr. Mark. Thank you. Thank you for serving again. We have Don Juan. Thank you guys for listening. I'm live every night, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here, same bat time, same bat channel. All right, so let me get my plugs in. Please support our sponsor, Digital Guard. You need a security cameras? Go to digitalguardlive.com. It's digitalguardlive.com. Please join Victim Stopper, our social network. There's news stories on here. Oh, I got to tell you about this news story that we posted on Victim Stoppers today. Later, dude. All right, see you later. This story right here, you guys, if you're watching it on TV, if you guys listen to the radio show, just use your imagination. It's a slow news that we posted this news story right here today. Pennsylvanian coughing prank, suspect arrested and charged after 35 grand of food groceries being tossed. Did you guys hear the story about this chick out in Pennsylvania called herself doing a live prank or whatever on social media and started coughing on the food and everything? And then I believe she stole a case of beer or something too. I think it was a case of beer was involved too in this story. Well, anyway, they locked her ass up today. She is in the clink. Like I told them yesterday, cancel everybody who's trying to spread the corona. Get them out of here. Circo cough on the store's fresh produce as well as portions of the bakery meat case, the grocery shelves, and he called it a twisted prank. I'm reading this all wrong. Anyway, I'm trying to read and turn around so I can talk in the mic. But anyway, long story short, this chick is off the street. You guys, like I tell you guys, I'm not part of the cancel culture, but I am part of preventing against crime. She has to go. Let me see. There it is right here. She tried to steal a 12-pack of beer. She's also known as having past problems in the community. I'm kind of, you know, like paraphrasing through the article, but just read the whole article. Go to victimstoppers.us under Victim Stoppers News. But yeah. She's out of here. The guy who was spitting on the packages from Amazon, let's get him out of here too. Anybody out there spreading this coronavirus, they got to go. I need to talk about that, too. Do you guys think that should be a crime? Do you think if somebody's out there, is that a part of, I don't know, domestic terrorism? I don't know if it's terrorism, but somebody who's out there who's spreading the coronavirus, if they have it or not, should they be canceled? But, yeah. So this is what Sundays is going to be about. Sundays, I'm going to share my personal life a little bit with you guys. I'm going to be your open book. I'm always open book, but that's tonight. We're going to talk about things that make people think, So let me close out the show. So this week, all you guys out there, since we all on a shutdown, find your purpose in life. Find your mission in life and start putting that thing into play. Pick a cause, whatever it is you want to fight against, a global warming. If you want to fight against, hey, Miss Eve, thank you for joining. If you want to fight against, I don't know, child abuse, obesity, hell, procrastinism. If you're a person who procrastinate, create you a group of other procrastinators so you guys can help each other out. If you're a hoarder, if you want to start a group of people to stop hoarding, create a group of hoarding. So what I'm trying to say on Victor Service this week, all you guys, sit back and find a purpose. Find your mission, find a cause, and be dedicated to the cause and make it happen. Put it into play this week. Create a group on Victim Stoppers. Join victimstoppers.us, our social network. All right, I have 7 minutes. What else I want you guys to do this week is this. Sit down and really start putting together an attack plan for this coronavirus. I mean, if you do have other people living in your house and they're not taking this coronavirus thing serious, clamp down on their ass. Have a family meeting. If you got a space out, that's fine too. But have everybody in your household, let them know, like, look, this is not the norm, but this is how it's going to have to be right now until this thing is under control. I'm giving you guys a jump start for this week. That's another thing you guys need to put in play this week. Put in a new set of rules in your household for this coronavirus thing. All right? The other thing I want you guys to jumpstart too, if you're a person out there that you think that you might have wronged somebody in some kind of way or gave them a false vision of friendship, if you're a person out there who have a conscience and you really believe that, you could have been out of pocket, reach out to that person. I'm telling you guys, as a person, as a true adult, as a good person, there's nothing wrong with apologizing or realizing something you might have did wrong or mislead somebody and have an open conversation with a person. I'm telling you guys, in this society that we're in now, everybody doing this ghosting thing, that ghosting shit is whack. Oh, my God, I cussed. I almost made it, you guys. I almost made it through a whole episode without cussing. I knew it was going to come. I just knew it. I had 6 minutes to go. Well, maybe three because, I usually stop with 3 minutes left. I almost went through a complete episode without cussing. Damn it. Oh, dang. That's another cuss word. That is so funny. Like they say, people's true colors come out. Anyway, I didn't go on a rant tonight. I was mellow tonight. I was calm tonight. I smiled a lot tonight. That is so funny. Wow, I almost made it. But anyway, but yeah, you guys, it is so lame to ghost somebody. Be a man, be a woman. My situation was a woman. Let me rephrase that because I don't want nobody misunderstand what I'm saying. Uh-oh, Dwayne is on the team. No, I'm not on the team. But if you're on the team, that's cool. Look, I don't want them caught in. He homophobic. I'm not homophobic either. Do what you do. Love who you love. I love who I love, and I do what I do. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. But I'm just saying, in my case, it was a female that I'm talking about. But it is lame doing the ghost thing. Have a conversation with a person, right? I've done it all the time. All right, I'm out of here, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in, all of our new listeners. Thank you for our new viewers on Twitch. We are on Twitch now, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, but we also have our live TV station, which is digitalguardtv.com. So if you guys are stuck in the house, You guys want to watch some good entertainment, spend some entertainment about the security camera industry, you're right. I create a TV network that's strictly about security cameras and security. It's pretty cool, though. I have shows on there about when we out on the road traveling, install security cameras, and I have crazy stories like when I'm out on the road, like this one story, I was out in Texas doing an install, and the alarm went off, a side alarm went off, and the police thought I was robbing a store, and I walk outside, and there's a bunch of damn Texas police officers out there with their guns drawn on me. Crazy stories like that. But since you're in the house right now, it's free entertainment. Go to DigitalGuardTV.com. That's DigitalGuardTV.com. That's our live television station. Also, you guys can listen to our radio station, listen to some of our old radio shows at VictimStoppersRadio.us. That's VictimStoppersRadio.us. Or you can watch, since I've launched Victim Stoppers TV, some of my old episodes of VictimStoppersTV.us. That's VictimStoppersTV.us. But at the, before you do any of that, go join VictimStoppers.us, our social network. All right, you guys, I'm out. Thank you guys for tuning in. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Jumpstart your week. I gave you guys three missions for this week. Jumpstart those. So next week, I want you guys to hit me up and tell me, you know, did you jumpstart any of those things that I talked about tonight? Like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. Peace. I'm out. I love you guys. If I'm not here tomorrow, there's a good chance I'm in paradise. I'm out. Peace.
I can take the pitchfork from the devil. Keep a super suit. Max on the cop, the way a gangster should. I snatch food from the mouth of a tiger. Take a gasoline bath and I walk through fire. Bear hug a grizzly, suck milk from a titty. Take the charger hat from his head and use it for a frisbee. Spit in the crocodile face. Have a menage a trois with two female apes. Then sleep in the barrel of butcher knives. I drink honey straight from the beehive. Bungee jumping off the Empire State. Butt naked, rollerblading across the Golden Gate. Butt naked with the baddest man alive, and I don't plan to die. When the grim reaper come, I look her right in his eye. I bust up in the face of the witch of the east. Tell a great white shark to go and brush his teeth. Of the man who stole the golden fleece. And I date rape beauty right in front of the beast. The baddest man alive, and I don't plan to die. Come on, tell about it.